During the doctor's surgery, I've been asking to report on patient Annette Magloire. Can you give me sure what this is a follow up endoscopy for a gastric ulcer and GERD? So, follow up endoscopy for a soft ulcer and GERD. Her date of birth is 2/12/1964. So, this is a patient. Dr. Chaudhary, patient was mild, second question, juvenile people be having mild or nice bias if they were serious for NMR, multiple gas, and some appear to be a moderate gastritis, and also gastritis, bias if they are diagnosed with healthy bacteria. They also have prepyloric enteral area appear to be not already noted. The question here is the patient has a history of ulcer, which is causing granuloma, causing the nodularity, or this could be some mucosal lesion, or this could be GIST or lymphoma or a pancreatic rest, but multiple biopsy were taken in his diagnosis. Retroversion then says about body strength and metallic gastrointestinal or physical strain. But yes, the patient has resolving esophageal ulcer with only grade A esophagitis noted. Biopsy were taken like that, or resolving the complication finding bone resolving gastric esophageal ulcer with now presence of grade A esophagitis. Biopsy were taken like diagnosis. Number two, moderate gastritis in the antrum and the rest of the stomach. Number three, prepyloric gastric nodule, nodularity with thickness of mucosa. Could this be some mucosal lesion versus granuloma versus GIST or versus the pancreatic rest? Biopsy were taken like diagnosis. Number four, mild duodenitis. Biopsy were taken. Recommendation, await for the gastric nodule biopsy. If it is a biopsy, can take a recommend upper endoscopy ultrasound for the evaluation of gastric nodule. Number two, however, the stomach biopsy, enteral biopsy, go ahead and get back to therapy. If that comes positive to therapy, continue the proton, permanent to omeprazole. I'll continue with the carafate for at least for another 6 weeks or so. And aware of the biopsy, the injunction. Since the patient is going to go upper endoscopy ultrasound, they can evaluate the injunction also for any submucosal pathology. Further follow-up of the endoscopy will be dependent on the EOS, upper EOS evaluation. Follow-up to your condition, please send the copy to the patient's primary care provider, Dr. Areles, I-R-E-L-I-S, Areles, Rodriguez Castro, and from Dr. Paul Ansari. They are perceived as December 5th on 22nd, December 5th on 22nd, patient preference. Thanks.